Okay, let's get into the next parak in Sefer Yirmiyahu, Parak Lamed Zayin. Parak Lamed Zayin 37, out of this 52 parak Sefer, and in this parak we have somewhat of a fulfillment of a lot of the discussions that this is the start, really, of the fulfillment of the Nevuos, the terrible Nevuos Shaparonis that Yirmiyahu has talked about and prophesied about. So now we have the beginning of the roots of its coming true, of its fulfilled. So we were just talking about the days of Yehoyakim, and he burned the Torah, and he burned the Megillah, and just Megillas Eicha, but now we get to Tzidkiyahu, years later, the last king of Israel, the king of Tzidkiyahu. And what happens here? Tzidkiyahu takes him out of jail, puts him into jail. Let's see exactly what happens with Yirmiyahu giving some pep talk and chizuk and trying to convince Tzidkiyahu, but again, it is to no avail. So what happens in this parak? Yimloch melech Tzidkiyahu ben Yoshiyahu. Tzidkiyahu takes over, Tzidkiyahu the son of Yoshiyahu takes over tachas Kanyahu ben Yehoyakim. Kanyahu, who was really Yechaniah ben Yehoyakim, who was only king for a couple of months. Tzidkiyahu takes over. Asher himlech Nebuchadnezzar melech Bavel be'eretz Yehuda. Nebuchadnezzar was the one that put Tzidkiyahu in charge in Eretz Yehuda. Velo shama, and Rashi says, since now we're about to start talking, the next prakim, we're going to be talking about the actual fulfillment of the Puranas, his chalomar kain, he gives, the Navi gives the historical background and where we stand. Melech Acher al Yehuda tachas Kaneo ben Yoyakim is going to happen in the times of Tzidkiyahu. Velo shama hu va'avada va'am ha'aretz el divrei Hashem. His servants and the Am did not listen to Hashem asher diber b'yad Yirmiyahu Anavi. What's the implicit message of the pasuk? The Am didn't listen. Sounds like he did listen. Tzidkiyahu was somewhat was righteous, right? As the name reflects, Tzidkiyahu, but he could not stand up to the people. That's what the Gemara says. Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Gimel. Rashi quotes it here. The Malbim discusses it here also. Kuf Gimel says the Gemara. Bikesh Hakadosh Baruch Hu lahachzeres olam kul l'tov avohu. Hashem was gonna make the world go back to Tov Bavo Bishvil Yehoyakim because of what we saw in the last parak and all the other Averis that Yehoyakim did. Nistaka Bedoro Viniskara Daito. If you just look at Yehoyakim, he's a Rasha, but if you look at his door, as we saw, there were some righteous and God fearing people. So Hashem was calm by looking at the door. And the opposite was in the next generation. Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahachzer es olam kulo l'tov bavo bishvil doro shel Tzidkiyahu. Because at the door of Tzidkiyahu, he was going to be machzer the world to Tov Bavohu. Nistaka but Tzidkiyahu v'niskara daito. And he looked at Tzidkiyahu and he had Kirur Hadas. The Gemara says, Tzidkiyahu also says, V'yas harai b'nei Hashem, hai b'yadol limchos v'lo micha. So again, he wasn't perfect, but compared to his door. So here too, the problem was that he was influenced by his door, right? Even though he was righteous, but he wasn't a successful king because he didn't have the backbone. He didn't have the spine to stand up and tell them that you have to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? And you always have to have the greatest melech, the successful melechim, are those that stand up to the Am and are not pulled by the Am, right? That's what we discussed in the past, the difference between Shaul HaMelech and David HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech, right, he was righteous, especially at the beginning of his life, but he wasn't a successful king. Well, David was. The question is, what's the difference? They both did Averos. Nobody's perfect. Shaul did Averos, and David did Averos, and yet David didn't lose the Malchus for his Averos. And Shaul did. Why? Explains the Sefer HaYikarim. He has a couple of suggestions, but says the Sefer HaYikarim in Maimar Revi'i, Shaul chata bu'umanus hamalki'i. Shaul's chait had to do with his being the king. It wasn't just a personal taiva. Personal being, he was about being the king. V'ro'i she'ya'abed ha'umanus ahu. And therefore, it's appropriate that he loses the kingdom. Aval David lo chata bu'umanus hamalki'i. She'chet o hayachait acher. She'en lo hitalus bu'umanus hamalki'i. V'lachin hitan l'mechila. He says there's two different types of sins. He said, Domer l'shnei sofrim. He said it's similar to two scribes. Ha'echad chata b'sha'asa shtar mezuyaf. One scribe of the king made a false document. Ha'echad shachata shabala erva. And one, right, was with violated Arias. Shekasher nasan ha'melech kol echad onshok kefi cheto. When the king gives each one their just punishment, ve'he'enish l'mi shabala erva l'halkoso. And he punishes the one that's megalan erva. Okay, he did something wrong, but he shouldn't lose his job. But the sofer that was created a shtar mezuyif, even after he was makabel onesh, roy lahaviru miyunaso. Because you see, he's not being a sofer. He sinned in the world of being a sofer. So too here, David HaMelech had personal sins. That's true. And he did tshuva for them. Shaul HaMelech, his sins had to do with the Malchus. What does that mean? He was always Nimshach after the Am. He didn't stand up to the Am. Right? And that was the story when didn't wait for Shmuel and Avi to bring the carbon. And that, more famously, was the story in Perek Tesvav of Shmuel Aleph. When Shaul is commanded to wipe out Amalek, and Shmuel comes afterwards, and Shaul says to Shmuel, Shamati b'kol Hashem, v'elich b'derech asher shlachani Hashem. I did it! V'yikach ha'am e'ashalal, and the Am took lizvach to bring karbanos. V'yomer Shmuel, achifetz l'Hashem, b'all those who zvachim, kishmoa b'kol Hashem, what does Hashem want? He wants your karbanos? He wants you to listen to him. Hine shmoa mizevach tov, lahakshiv me'lechem elim. Right, listening to Hashem is greater than any karbanos. V'chulu, v'yomer Shmuel el Shaul al Shmuel, so Shaul gets the idea, he says, chatasi. What does he say, chatasi? Ki avarti es pi Hashem es dvarecha, ki aresi es ha'am. V'yashma b'kolam, I listen to the Am. Shmuel says, you're losing the Malchus. And he turns around, Shmuel rips his beggin and says, chatasi. So that's a message about Shuva, but it's also a message about the Am. He kept saying the Am, the Am, the Am. That's why he wasn't a successful Melech. David HaMelech, what does he do? He doesn't care what the Am thinks. He does what he knows is right, right? Even after Avner was killed, he goes out and makes sure the Am knows that he had nothing to do with it. When he dances in front of the Aron, right? He dances and is mecharker, mefazbez, mechaloz, right? And the Medrash even, right? The Psukim say that Michal looked and was disgusted by him, by his behavior. And David says, no, I'm the king, not your father. Ma Kesher, what's the connection? So the Yalkut Shimoni fills in on those Psukim. Your father cared too much about what the Am felt. I'm doing what I know is right. And that's why David kept the Malchus. But this is the same issue here in our parak, that Tzidkiyahu was influenced by the Am. And even though the Gemara says that he was righteous, but he wasn't able to be a melech over the Am. And ultimately, he gave in and was influenced by the Am. So he didn't listen, Pasuk Bey says. Vayishlach ha-melech Tzidkiyahu es Yehuchal ben Shalemya. So Tzidkiyahu sends a couple of messengers, Vesfanya ben Maaseya Kohen, El Yumio, Anavi Lemar. He sent messages, because it was dire straits, right? The king of Bava was conquering all different areas of Eretz Yisrael. His followed Abadenu. So Tzidkiyahu sees what's going to happen in the future. He can feel it. And he asked Yumio, please daven. El Hashem Elokeinu. And Yirmiyahu says, what do you want me to daven for? Well, this is all up to you. Interesting, the Yehuchal ben Shalemya, they found a stamp in Ir David by the excavations, and it has his name on it. Yehuchal ben Shalemya. Right, Dafka, that's as if we didn't need it, any visual images of what happened then, but Mamish in that spot in Ir David, right, they found the stamp with Yehuchal ben Shlemiah's Hasofer's name on it. And Yirmiyahu was going in and out amongst the nation. He was not in jail at that point when he was sent for. And Vachel Paro Yatsami Mitzrayim, what happened? Well, we'll get to that in a second. Why wasn't he in jail? He was in jail a couple of times. The Abarbanel explains. He was in jail in the times of Yehoyakim, right after the previous Perek story. He was in jail even in the times of Tzidkiyahu. Says the Abarbanel, and he works this out based on the Psukim, he was really in jail four times. Four times he did not have a pleasant experience during his years of Nevuah. As we know, Yirmiyahu was the one that was battered the most. Yirmiyahu, lo levad nitfas bebeis hakel pamachas ki pa'amim rabos asruhu sham, says the Abarbanel. V'she Yehoyakim asru kabari shona, right, the first, by Eichon, the last Perek. V'niva gamkin al Yechanya beno, u'bavrezes samu bebeis asurim. V'sham, that's where he wrote Megillas Eicha, because Malach Tzidkiyahu, when Tzidkiyahu became the king, he was in jail for 10 years. When Tzidkiyahu became the king, he freed him, but then eventually, after he kept talking to Tzidkiyahu, and the Am said, put him in jail, he was put in jail another time. And then people got him, he started going out, as we'll see, and he got in jail another time, and his life was in danger, and Tzidkiyahu saved him, as we'll see. He was in jail numerous times, in Sefer Yirmiyahu. So what happens? This story takes place as Vechel Paro Yatsami Mitzrayim, Nebuchadnezzar is besieging Yerushalayim for about a year and a half. As we know, Asar B'Teves, the siege starts a year and a half later in the summer, Tisha B'Av, the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed. In that time, Paro and the Mitzrayim, they come out to start, they have a pact with Bnei Yisrael, they come out and head towards Yerushalayim to try to help Klal Yisrael. Vechel Paro Yatsami Mitzrayim, Vayishmu Akastim Atzorim Yerushalayim, the Babylonians hear about it, that Shimam Vayealu, Me'al Yerushalayim, so they leave Yerushalayim temporarily and they go, right? Nobody thinks it's going to be a total respite, but that's what happens. V'hi devar Hashem el Yirmiyahu ha-Navi lemar. That is why there's a little quiet right now for a little bit of time. Hashem gives Yirmiyahu a nevuah. Ko amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Ko tamru el melech Yehuda. Hasholeach eschem elai ludarsheni. The king of Yehuda who's sending these people to you to search me out. Hinechel paro hayosi lechem leezra. Look what happened. Rabosai. Paro came out. Shav la'artu Mitzrayim. They turned around. Do we know why they turned around? They were scared of Bavel. They decided they were looking for signs to help. They knew they would be defeated. Either way, they turned around. The Babylonians are coming back, and they're going to fight the city, and it's going to be burned in fire. Rashi quotes a fascinating medrash. Whether you take it literally or not is a question. The Sfinos Oyubon, they were coming from Mitzrayim in boats. In the Mediterranean, the Ramaz Hakadosh Baruch Hu Liyam Hashem hinted and told the sea, the Hitzif Alav Kamo Nodos VaOvos, and they sent up bottles and containers, Nefuchos blown up, Domos LaOros Bnei Adam, and Hashem made these things look like the Gufim, the bodies of the Mitzrayim from centuries ago. Amru Lo Zelazeh Mazos. Amru lo, Eilu avos, Amru, Eilu avosenu shetavum avoseim shal Eilu shanu holchim lezra sabayam. These people that were going to help, they did kriyas yamsuf, and they destroyed our forefathers. Miyashav al arsam, they went back. Because it doesn't say in the psukim what exactly made them turn back. So again, did this really happen? Or maybe this is just, as some suggest, this is just pure anti-Semitism, right? Even if somebody says they'll be with us, there's always ways that they could see history. Do they really deserve it? You know what? I'm going back. The Jew is not really someone to defend. And this is classic anti-Semitism that we have throughout the ages. This was Lavan. Rav Aviner writes in his Haggadah, right, quoting the Maharal, Sheisnagdusam eina ekef siba mugderes, sheafshar lemso lebaya pitaron. If you figure out the answer to the problem and the solution, then they'll love you. No. Elazu hisnagdus ekronit. Da, ki yesh li Yisrael misnagdim, lo kimo shar misnagdim, shebo bishvil siba, abo yesh lem li Yisrael sonim va'oivim mibili siba, v'chein hasina l'lavan haya gamkein mibili siba, ki lo asa lo Yaakov raktovas gedolos. Yaakov only helped, only was positive, v'lavan rada v'acharov, and he said, abanim banai v'abanos b'nosai, right now she wanted to hurt him. Right, so it says the Maharal in Gruas Hashem, Perek Nundalad. Kol Eretz Sheba HaYehudim, says Rav Aviner, Hemeviu Raktova Ubracha. Jews generally helped every country they're in. V'tmura Zos, Ratfu Osam, V'ratzchu Osam, Ansu V'chamsu Osam. That's what we get because the Sinas Ha'amim of Am Yisrael is at root, not explainable. The Rambam writes in Igeres Teman that the root is that they hate the Dvar Hashem. And we symbolize the Dvar Hashem. And therefore, they can't take it. So again, there's many sources related to this, but again, that is what we believe. And here too, that could be what happened with Mitzrayim, right? They decided, you know, the Jews aren't good enough to defend. V'shavu akazim, and they went back. So continues the Navi. Ko amar Hashem al tashi, l'znafshosechem lemar, don't delude yourselves to try to think. Haloch yelchu yaledu akazim. Bavel has left, they're not coming back. Kili yalechu. They haven't gone. Kimi kisem kochel kastim anulchamim etchem. Even if, says Hashem, if all the Babylonians would be defeated, v'nisharu bam anashim edu karim, and the only some, a couple of invalids, would be left in the tzava of Bavel, ishbalo yakumu, they'll still be able to get up, every man in his tent, v'sarfo as the irajos ba'esh, and they're going to burn down the city with fire. I mean, it doesn't matter. Once I say it's going to happen, so it doesn't matter who are the soldiers. Who are the soldiers? Doesn't matter if it's Rabbi Ben Amiatim. Doesn't matter who the soldiers are. If I decide this is going to be the war and this is going to be the victor, then this is going to be the victor. They tell a story in the days of those that didn't believe in the 1800s, those that knew some Torah but maybe didn't follow the Torah. So one of the stories is that one time they put on a skit. And in the skit they acted out Chozrei Me'orchei HaMelchama. They had someone to announce. And whoever did an Aveira, Lamaisa, everybody left the battlefield because everybody did Aveiras. The only people that are left in the battlefield are two old men, the Shagas Aryeh and Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. Right, that's it. And they told Reb Chaim Soloveitchik about this skit that somebody put on. And Reb Chaim Soloveitchik said, it could be true. It could be true, but they just didn't do the last scene. That those two old men defeated the enemy. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises. And that's exactly what Hashem says here in the opposite about our enemies. Even if Bavel only had a couple of old disabled men, they'd be able to win, because that is what I've decided. You think that they left and they're not coming back? They're coming back. It's just that they went to take care of Mitzrayim, and then they're going to come back to Yerushalayim. Vayetzir miyom Yerushalayim. And what happened at this time, in this little quiet time during the siege, Yirmiyahu says, I want to get out of Yerushalayim. He tries to get out. He knows he's a wanted man by some people. So he goes to Elalecha's Eretz Binyamin. He wants to go to Eretz Binyamin, right? North of Yerushalayim. It's probably he's going back to Anatot, to his family. So he goes there, wants to go. Lachalik misham betoch am. He wants to just be amongst the am. He wants to be out of the limelight. Vayihu b'shar Binyamin. He goes to Shar Binyamin. We're not exactly sure where that is. Somewhere on the northeast side. Visham Baal Pekidos Ushmo Yiriya ben Shalemya ben Hananya. What does he do? He's caught. Vayitposes Yirmiyahu Navi Lemar. They take Yirmiyahu and say, Minakasim Atan Ofel. I bet you're defecting. Right? He's been talking how the Babylonians are going to win all these years. So I bet you're defecting. And they grabbed him and they brought him back. Right? Rashi quotes that this person was, Yiriyahu, was the grandson of Hananya. Hananya ben Azor, the false prophet that we learned about back in Perachav Ches, right? Remember the one that was even until his dying day, he died before Rosh Hashanah because Yirmiyahu said he was going to die that year. And he told his family, don't bury me till after Rosh Hashanah. So it looks a little bit like Yirmiyahu lied and it wasn't true, right? Ad Yom Oso. Until even the day of death, he's still worried about his covenant. He's still trying to disprove Yirmiyahu Navi. Unbelievable. That's what we learned in Perachav Ches. So this was his grandson. Chazal say, maybe because he said Amen once to Hananya, he's getting punished for that. But either way, they grab him and they bring him back to the city. There is a suggestion the Rinas Yitzchak has about why he wanted to leave the city. He's been sitting in jail. It's harder to get nevuah when you're sitting in jail. When you're ba'atzvus, when you're upset, when you're sad. We quoted this before that Yirmiyahu Navi, all his nevuah was magical because he was not happy about this nevuah. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu made an exception. But now he maybe wants to get nevuah naturally. Suggests the Rinas Yitzchak, he wanted to be a little besimcha. It's hard to be besimcha when you're sitting in jail in Yerushalayim. So that's why he wanted to get out. Right? Zeo kavanas apsikta. Right? The psikta says, Sheyerotza latzeis miYerushalayim shlo yitnu oso bebeis hakela. Kedei sheyinabe nevios harbe mitoch simcha. Like the Rambam says in Hilchos Yesod the Atar and Perek Zayin, that's one of the prerequisites for nevuah. Kol haneviim ein mesnavei b'chalei sheyirtzu. You can't get nevuah whenever you want. Ela mechavnen daitan v'yoshvin smechim v'tovei lev u'mizbodedim. They are happy and with content of heart. She'ein hanevuah shora lo mitoch atzvos, lo mitoch atzvos, ela mitoch simcha. And that's why you have the B'nai Neviim, Lefneim Nevel, V'tov, Chalil, music. Music makes them happy. And that's exactly maybe why Yirmiyahu also wanted to get out and leave, but he's caught. Vayomer Yirmiyahu, Sheker, Inei Nofel HaKasdim. Yirmiyahu says, what are you talking about? I'm not defecting. I'm not going over to Bavel. V'lo Shamei Lo, they didn't listen to him. V'yitpos Yiriyah, V'yirmiyahu, V'yivieu, El Hasarim. They brought him to the Sarim. V'yisu Hasarim, they all got mad at him. V'hiko, so they beat him up. Rachmana litzlan. V'nasnu oso beiso ha'isur v'isyonos ha'nasoba. They put him in jail. Again, another time in jail. He was in the days of Yoyakim, now in jail. Ki oso aso lo beis ha'kela. Ki ba Yirmiyahu beis ha'bar v'alachanuyos v'yeshe sham Yirmiyahu yamim rabim. He was there a long time. Yitzhikyo finds out about it and he tries to get him out. V'yishalei ha'melech v'beiso ba'seisir v'yomer ha'yesh dover me'is ha'shem. Do you have any message? V'yomer Yirmiyahu yesh. V'yomer miyad melech ba'aval tinatein. What's his nevuah? You're going to be given over to Melech Babel. Don't think you're going to get out of it. Yirmiyahu keeps telling the truth in face of all these odds. What have I ever done? I've never done anything. You keep throwing me in the jail. I've never done anything. Remember, this is why he didn't want to be a Navi in the first place. Where are the other prophets that told you, Lo Yavo Melech Babel Aleichem, the Babel's not going to come? Where are those prophets? You obviously see that they're false, and you see that I'm telling the truth. So stand up, Tzidkiyo. Stand up against the Am. V'yatoshmana, Adoni HaMelech. Tiponat, Tchinasi, Lefanecha. Remember, this is, could be 10, 15 years after he wrote Megillas Eicha. But he's still trying to think, maybe it doesn't have to happen. Maybe it doesn't have to happen in the exact same way that it was misnabe. Because again, like we know, if there's a nevuah l'ra, and then it turns l'tova, it doesn't happen, doesn't show that he's a Navi Sheker, because maybe there was tshuva done. So here too, he's still hoping beyond hope. Tipol not chinasi lefanecha. V'atishiveini, don't put me back in that jail, Beis Yonatan HaSofer. V'lo amusham, I don't want to die there. V'yitzaveh melech Tzidkiyo, Tzidkiyo puts in a different place. V'yafkidus Yirmiyahu b'chatzar matara. V'nasan lo kikar lechem, layom, he gives him bread, michutz ha'ofim, right? Some say that means from the marketplace. Some say it means it was very inferior type of bread. Atom ba'alechem in a year. Either way, until there's no more bread. Vayeshev Yirmiyahu b'chatzar matara. And Yirmiyahu is there. Yirmiyahu is there. He stays there, even after it sounds like the bread is no longer there. And he can leave. It sounds like he's there. It sounds like, right, the Mesudas David. Ritzono lomar sham yashav meritzono. Velo sha'al hotzio gam yisham. He stays there. Now that he can go out, he says, I'm not going out. I'm staying here. Interesting. Why is that? Right? Maybe he feels that there's nobody else to listen right now. The safest place is to be is to stay in the jail. But either way, he doesn't come out. And again, he's trying and trying. He did not have an easy life. Again, a number of the Nevi'im, as we know, did not have an easy life. He was rejected, and he was reviled, and he was screamed at, and he was put in jail, and he was beat up. This is Yirmiyahu HaNavi. He's just trying to do the job that Hashem sends him to do, and it's very challenging. But again, he keeps his wits about him, and he continues going on. Okay, we'll stop here.